Blog Talk Radio.
Introducer. Poetry. Hosted by the lovely, the angelic poet.
The angelic.
Sit back.
Relax.
Enjoy.
The angelic.
Coming to an end near you.
The original.
Yeah.
Become one with this poetic family as we enjoy each other's company. A mixture of R&B and spoken word with the angelic poetry. So guess what? It's time for you to step up and be heard. Only with the angelic poetry. So guess what? Step up and be heard.
Look at the clock. It's time for Poetry After Dark with Dave Poetess and China Blue. And you too. Time to unwind your mind and let Poetry After Dark set off that spark in your muse. The Poetess and China spread nothing but poetic fire all throughout the matrix to get you caught up in the poetic vortex. It ain't hard to get to, you know the digits to call. Whether you want a street, hardcore, erotic, or even conscious, they got it all. You ain't gotta sit in the dark on poetry night. All poets get their time to shine on open mic. Tuesday and Friday night, you know what to do. Tell the Poetess and China Blue that Diamond J sent you.
The Rhythm of Poetry After Dark. What's up, my poets? How y'all feeling tonight? The poets from China Blue in the building. Tonight's theme is the world of words, and what we're asking for is conscious pieces, political, uplifting, the brotherly, sisterly love thing. And I'm sure y'all got something like that for us, and that's what we're asking for tonight. Bring those pieces to the front. Spit that. We're going to do a mic check real quick, Chief.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
All right. Why does it like, it's like it does that the first 10 minutes of the show and then you good?
I have no idea, but you see I'm up there like 3 times. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I saw that. And you know, the little half a said, oh, everything was fixed. I said, okay.
They're lies, I tell you, lies. How you doing today, Mike?
I'm good. I'm really good. Looking forward to what's to come on this show. I got my piece that I'm going to spit, so, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I am under the weather completely, so I don't know if I will be spitting, but I'm definitely ready to get it in with the rest of the poets and hear what they got.
All right, so let's go to the phone lines. We got 813 in the building. What's up?
Hey, this is Songbird.
Hey,
my Songbird.
You told me I can't call you my Songbird. So, hey, Songbird.
hey, sis, I can be your Songbird.
That's what's up. I know you got some sisterly, brotherly upliftment over there.
Oh, yeah. This piece is from my book. It's titled For My Brothers, the Real Men.
Mm-hmm.
To the real men, much love and appreciation to those men who hold it down and keep it real. Those brothers that honor, appreciate, and respect women for much more than sexual objects, doormats, and punching bags. Those who see and understand us for more than the gold mines between our thighs or the mounds upon our chest. Understanding and appreciating the value and the prize you found in capturing the heart, mind, soul, and spirituality of a real woman, a good woman. To the brothers who know how to talk to us and never call us out of our names or talk down to us nor allow anyone else to. To the brothers that know how to keep the home fires burning and inspire us to do the same with no desire or need to look any further. To those that understand that a sperm donor does not a father make, willing, ready, and able to be responsible and setting a good example for the sons and daughters you help bring into the world. To those who recognize and are responsible in taking care of the financial, mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical needs of your family. To those men who inspire us as women to stand by you, support you, and love you in spite of your failures and shortcomings. Because you show us love, respect, and honor, we will go through the fire with you and for you, knocking down anything or anyone that gets in your way. To those who appreciate us and love us for our inner strength, beauty, and mere essence of our being inside and out, we nurture and encourage you. Men not willing to discard, ignore, and put us away because we no longer have the curves and size of a superficial airbrush fashion model or pretty young thing. But love us in spite of the pounds we gain to give birth to your children or when gravity takes over. My brother, we will love you in spite of the extra pounds around your waist, the crow's feet around your eyes and the wrinkles in your forehead, receding hairlines and all the changes that take place as you age and mature. To those brothers who open doors for us, pull out a chair, wrap your jacket around us when we're cold. To those who honor and take your vows serious and will remain faithful and true because that's what real men do, not blaming your lack of self-control on the fact you are a man, but maintaining self-control. To those brothers, we honor and appreciate you, our kings that make us feel like queens. We love and adore you and will always have your back. To the brothers who have paid the cost to be the boss, deserving and earning the right to have the love of a good woman, those women who will make you feel you are at home when she welcomes you into her loving arms, showing you what real love is. To those brothers, you may take your bow in peace.
Yes.
Yes. Back in my fingers. Back in the stop your fingers. Stand up, brothers.
I would enjoy that.
I don't know who does. That was nice. I like
well,
that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. She said it so beautifully. Love him, that's it.
Indeed, right. She just like
they cool thing to call her.
Excuse me?
Tell the people how they can find us.
Oh, I can be found on Facebook as Kelly Songbird Garden and also Thursday evenings at 7:30 p.m. on Blog Talk, Songbird's Poetic Vibe, 818-572-2903.
Well, all right. Thank you so much for blessing the mic.
Oh, one love, my sisters, one love.
One love. I just to feel it all under the weather, you're alive and up to it. It's Tuesday. You know, we ain't got nothing to do.
Okay, I'm sorry, because you sound blurry. I didn't catch that.
We don't have to do what? I said, I'm going to need you to pick it up. Can you hear that? Pick it up,
how? I don't know what you mean. You don't have to talk to me in the chat room because I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Next up, we have 347.
Oh, good evening. How you doing?
Hey,
I'm
good.
I'm good.
All right. This is Willie Washington, Words of William.
Yeah, I know. How you doing?
Welcome. Good.
I got a piece called Unity. Yeah. U-N-I-T-Y. U-N-I-T-Y is the reason the late Gil Scott Heron word stays on my mind. The reason Nikki Giovanni poems line the sky. The reason that the last poets will always be the first poets in my mind. U-N-I-T-Y is the reason I can still call you brother, even though when we was young you punched me in the eye. U-N-I-T-Y brought us together in holy matrimony, and when you cheated on me with another man, U-N-I-T-Y kept your pretty ass alive. Why did my mother and sister have to die? Oh, but they're up in the sky singing U-N-I-T-Y. Somebody told me that there's dissension in the land of poetry. They say there's a beef between you and me. That I say should never be. If you sharpen your pen and stick it in me, let the blood I bleed be the ink of poetry. And let my dripping blood spell unity. U-N-I-T-Y. Let my words echo through the land. Stop the violence between pen and man. Write about peace and love if you can. I pray for the understanding of the words written in ink. Let ink hide the hatred amongst man. Let the ink be the transfusion that keeps poetry alive. And let the ink heal the wounds that causes divide. Gil Scott Heron words stays on my mind. Nikki Giovanni poems line the sky. And the last poets will always be the first poets in my mind. U-N-I-T-Y, U-N-I-T-Y, U-N-I-T-Y. Unity, unity amongst you and I.
Now, that's kind of funky right there. I like that.
Thank you, sister. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, every Monday night, 8 o'clock, The Village Speaks, hosted by William Washington. And that's on Blog Talk.
Right here on Blog Talk. I was there on Monday. It was a hot show.
Listen, I'm so glad you showed up. I'm so glad. Because, you know, I don't promote myself as well as I should. And so it felt good to have, you know, fellow talk show hosts and people that I visit to their shows finally come to mind, and I really appreciate it. You know, I felt
that's
like that.
We got to show love. I've been trying to make my way. I finally made my way. I'm glad I came.
And you did all right. Talking about you don't want to talk. You did your thing, girl. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, all right. All right. I see you getting around with Blue, with True Blue.
Yeah, you see me on top of my collar.
I ain't mad at you. I am not mad at you. Let's play a track for us now. When we come back, poets, I know some of y'all having trouble on phone lines. I hope you keep trying. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but I do know after a few tries, you should be able to hear what's going on. If you want to get on the mic, press 1, because a lot of you are not in queue yet. 347-826-9842 is the number there if you want to get on the line. All right, Shana, go ahead, take the word. Peace.
Here we are. Here we are. Here's for the people.
Get caught. 10 bones in a bush with a wet mud. Can you resign? Can you restart? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows even though you drive cars? Can you survive against all odds now?
Truth. You don't know how they're gonna react. Scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. They're scared of the truth. Be patient. For now. Who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we're consuming. Eating, deleting, ruin. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I'm fearless, I'm fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier, 10-7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang. All the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Savali. Patience. Yeah.
Good rhythm poetry after dark. What the words. Y'all quiet tonight. And we know at the last 45 minutes, I swear, the lines are going to be crazy. Why not spit when we have time? Get on the mic.
Right. Shout out to all my little hip-hop fans out there. Quick little promos. Y'all out there in the Brooklyn, New York area, check out the Humble School of Arts on November 11th at 9 p.m. My boy David the Worthman Lewis, and so soon, I'm hosting an event out there. Doors open at 9, so starting at 9:30, $10 admission. You can look up Hip Hop Meets Spoken Word, the fifth chapter on Facebook, and get the rest of that information. Or you can friend him, David the Worthman Lewis, on Facebook. My man, so y'all check him out. Brooklyn. Okay, boss, now you know I ain't well. So I'm looking for something. Boss says I got to do some work, so I'm looking for something. I think I'm going to do my collab with Ladybug. I like that piece. I think it's encouraging for the sisters, so I'm looking for that one.
Okay. And why are you looking? I'm going to put on another call. 469, you're in the building.
What's good? What's good? What's good? Good evening, queens and kings.
What we did, baby. How you doing?
I am beautiful as ever. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little hoarse. So you gotta forgive me. You know what I'm saying? I've been promoting my queens and my kings and trying to push our show to some new people, and I've met a whole bunch of new people. I really gotta thank, you know, you, China, and you. Please, I mess your name up every time. And I
call me Dab.
Okay. Yeah. And Dab, because like I said, you know, I was almost in a position to quit, you know, a few times with the things that I go through. China, I read some of your poems that you posted today, and I was having a hard day today. And one of your poems, and, you know, forgive me, I don't remember which one it was, it kind of made me look at something that I was going through a little differently. And my day was cool. So thank you.
That was poetry. You know what? You asked her how she was doing, and she said, I'm doing absolutely beautiful.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I love it. We need to come up with a slogan for writing poetry or something. Me and you could say, you know what I'm saying, we ask how they doing, you know what I'm saying, poetry swagger, beautiful poetry or something. We need a theme, you know, like everybody else
it.
Say, you know what I'm saying, something.
I love
we need
it.
A slogan.
Yeah, I love it. Work on that. And whatever you say, that's what we're going to do from that point on.
Word. Y'all know my voice is out. China, did you get my message?
No, what am I missing?
Oh, that's bad business. Don't even worry about
it. I don't know.
I'm feeling hurt. I said, you told me that your daughter's birthday was the same day as mine. And I said,
right. Aries in the building. Yes, sir.
Okay.
She was going to say her piece. Yeah, I forgot all about that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say my piece. I didn't know what the theme or the topic was tonight.
The theme tonight is, yes, upliftment, brother, sister, love, political, conscience.
Okay.
Working with your mind tonight and the soul. What you got?
Okay, I got some political. You know what I'm saying? And it's old school political, a piece that I wrote, if I may. Boy, my voice is horrible. Y'all got to forgive me. Pray for me. This piece that I wrote right here, I was thinking about, you know, I'm 37 years of age, and I was thinking about lyrics and Shakespeare and, you know, where words come from, and then you put beats and tunes to them and you made them flow right. So poetry is a form of hip-hop. So this is what I wrote. It's called These Are My Eyes Through Hip Hop. Close the door. Close your eyes and take a ride with me back in time. Remember carrying in boomboxes, reciting words to the dopest rhymes. From double dutch skateboarding, roller skating, and even breakdancing on the block. While Sugar Hill, Curtis Blow, Run DMC, and Dougie Fresh got you throwing up your hands like you just can't stop. From copycatting the flyer styles off Rap City to Yo MTV Raps to VO Soul. From rocking Sassoon, Gitano, Jellies, Colors, Jams, and even Guest Jean Clothes. From doing the Running Man, the Cabbage Patch, or even doing the WAP. What about saying Boo was popping on the spots? Because these are my eyes through hip-hop. To cussing and gangbanging and kissing like we grown. Wearing eyeliner and dookie braids and fat chains so we can be known. From old school cutlasses and regals and Lex and Nissan Maxes sitting on trues and bows. Bumping Cool Mo D, Dana Dane, BDP, Salt and Pepper, or the Queen, UNITY, hollering at the finest hoes. Listen to the powerful lyrics to stop the killings of our black beings. We are the world, self-destruction, let's talk about sex with the songs with meanings. Then the newspapers and talk shows to the media exploiting our words due to lack of understanding. Hip-hop is the way for us to express ourselves without demanding. Time changing, heading for a new millennium. I got five on it, flavor in your ear, da ha, da ha. Biggie, Freaky, Ty, Big L, and even the break Tupac. Cause these are my eyes to hip hop. Old school, new school to those whack ass fools. Most went platinum, others gold. Some never should have shared shit, let the truth be told. Hip hop rises as the world grows. Beats get sicker, move gets faster, and female rappers and poets even getting better. Just know that there's nothing greater than our ladies rising. So just open up your eyes and recognize. It's not white, black, you, me, or whatever, maybe just trust. Because we stomping, clapping, moving, grooming, rhyming, snapping daily. And it's all gravy at the top. I'm Lady Poet, and these are my eyes through hip hop.
No doubt. That's what's up.
So that's my political old school.
I love how you delivered it.
What did you say?
I said I love your delivery of it, even though you hoarse. You did a good job.
Well, thank you. You know what I'm saying? You know, as artists, it ain't about what we going through. You know what I'm saying? With a sore throat, fever, you know what I'm saying? Broke foot, crutches,
dang
whatever. Got to perform.
I know
that's poetry
right.
To me.
It is.
Now, love, I think this is the one. China, I think you had commented on one of my poems, if I can do another one, if I can bless the mic one more time. You said something about love. Well, with me being biracial.
Yeah,
huh? Well, please turn my phone and drop the load.
No, I'm still here. I'm trying to just fade it out.
Oh, okay. I'm
not
sorry.
Sure what you were going to say. So, but you can go ahead and spit that piece.
Well, this one is about slavery and people that you give, that raise you and the things that we get to today. But it's about my great grandmother. And it's called My Black Angel. She educated me on slave times, when to speak, how to speak was the rhyme, back when picking cotton made her daily living, smiling at the master for his gracious giving. Listening to the tales of wisdom, knowledge, and hatred was a bliss. To come from a different decade was a different kind of piss. My black angel didn't even show signs of being pissed. She expressed herself like a gentle touch of love and appreciation, to be thankful for the new times and creation. Trying to relate to the now and then is hard to compare. The pain of slavery is still very much there. My black angel is the one you know as grandmother, Nana, or as for me, my big mama. Always teaching you about God and what he's expecting. Telling me daily that I can do better, just focus and pray for forgiveness is the way to understand it. Her words set firm like she was demanding. My black angel was always there no matter what. Whether I was right or wrong, she told me to hold my head high and be strong. The grace she showed was more than patient. Well, she learned that from my ancestors because they was more ancient. Granted, education was uplifted and limited, but her Bible smarts was a gift to treatment. Thanks to her, I've grown into a beautiful lady, spreading her words of wisdom daily. My black angel taught me how to be a woman, a wife, a daughter, and even a mother. Never did I imagine how much I would remember what she brought to the table, teaching God's knowledge like she was doing me a favor. Wishing I took notes before she got promoted was my only regret. My black angel graduated and left me feeling hopeless, lonely, unwanted, all in one breath. She's going to heaven, an even better place to rest. I find myself putting her teachings together like a triangle, because these are the tales of my black angel. I love you, big mama. Mwah. And that's that piece.
I know, that's right. Thank you for bringing those pieces. And sticking to the theme, I know that's right. That's what we're talking about right there, that type of ink. Tell people how they can find it.
Well, I've been told in the past that they said I have a cold beginning, but they say that the endings and the deliveries I have is just, I mean, I've had standing ovations, y'all, in ways that you couldn't even pay me for. It's just priceless moment, just by my delivery. And to me, that's a blessing. To me, that's a blessing.
It is.
And I haven't performed.
And you did
on stage in like 2 years.
Said that was an awesome write. That was a great tribute.
Oh, thank you, thank you. That was to my big mama, Esther Elizabeth Ross, my great grandmother. I love her very, very much. She died in 96 on Tupac's birthday. Ain't that something?
Wow. Okay.
Well,
what can they get you at? What can they get some of that?
They can. Well, I'm in Dallas, Texas. Right now, I'm working. Hopefully, I'm gonna be working on a play. Y'all, pray for me. I met a wonderful man. I want to give a shout out to LeGlenn. You can find him on Facebook. Voices of Poetry. Voices of it's one word in poetry. He wants me to be his protege, y'all, and his assistant. That's how God is good. And I told him about my ladies and my brothers of the Writing Poetry Convention. I done told him about each one of y'all. And he writes poetry plays, and he wants to expand in different cities. So you can find me on Facebook under Lady Poet. I actually signed in on my artist page and signed in on the Poetry After Dark, so y'all can actually find me on my artist page if you are in my government. I have a group on Facebook that I welcome the lovely ladies to called the Lady Foundation, as well as my brother, my different mother, Mr. Romeo, called the Lady Ink Foundation. So that's me. You know, I'm just trying to make people, you know, be heard. As long as I speak on the microphone, the internet, anything else, my heart be blessed for live long. So that's me, and I'm Lady Poet. With my little horse butt, man, I sound like a man.
We appreciate you, Lady Poet.
What?
Indeed. And thank you for calling in. and spitting those pieces. Say she's the only one sick. It's the weather changing, y'all. Y'all got to cover up. All right, next we have 203. 203 in the building.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes,
we can. Hi, ladies. This is Cheyenne. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I am doing absolutely wonderful.
What's that for, baby?
I don't know if we're going to call this like a political piece or whatnot. I don't know what to call it. I just kind of, I seen your theme, and about 9 o'clock, the piece popped into my head. So this is what I got. It's called One Voice. I am but one voice, one person in this world of millions around me, but I will make it my business to be heard, stand up and speak my words. I am that one voice who walks along that line of poverty, struggling to make ends meet, yet Uncle Sam holds out his hands more than my Uncle Bill, but maybe I should be quiet and stand behind the crooked politicians. See, I'm just one voice, but your ass will sit back and listen. You're better off raping babies and unsuspecting ladies and handling Glocks with scratch serial numbers and popping your man because you was a deranged lover than cooking, cutting, and selling crack because they're trying to offer 5 to 10 years off back. They're accusing you of stealing big dreams by feeding the local dope fiends, but who am I? I'm just one voice. And realizing that racism is still here, they call me a house nigga because my skin color is fair, but judge me by the thickness of my hair. Laws by Uncle Tom, he fucked up shit for more people than your mom's mom, and now we are all modern-day slaves, people busting their asses to barely get paid, and I'm all for taking from the rich and giving to the poor because I'm working my ass off so they can make more, but who am I? I am just one voice, but you will hear me because fuck this, you have no choice. Well, we're out here aiding third world countries. We got millions of people who are going hungry and little kids sleeping on the streets, but you ain't got to listen to me. I'm just one voice. I'm the voice of a young black woman trying to make you understand the fucked up shit going on in our world due to the people with power in their hands, but then again, who am I? I am just one voice. And that's my piece.
Yeah. I love it. Who am I?
Ditto.
I love it.
You're just one voice, but it's very powerful, and it's going to go a long way. I can't
and
wait.
I love that you did your homework. Okay, so with that, I'm going
to always
like
do
that.
My
that's
homework.
That's how you do. That's
even
how
though
you
I'm
do
a teacher's pet.
So you did.
Thank you. And Dad, I did get your message. I'm sorry I didn't respond, but my day has just been so hectic. Believe me.
Oh, it's cool. It's cool. I understand. But before you go, you know the routine. Come on.
Yes, you can find me on Facebook, Cheyenne Monique. Cheyenne, S-H-I-A-N-N-E. I figured out I have to spell that for people because they won't spell it like that.
Sure won't. That E will not be there. I might not be saying that. They might have wrote shot. That's what's up, love. I love hearing from you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That real good. That was dope. I agree.
All right.
Thank you.
So I'm guessing since the lines are thick with it, you ain't gonna be spitting, huh?
You told me to do it. I guess I'll do it. But go ahead and go to the next person. I see y'all on the line. Shout out to everybody listening on the line. That's what's up. If y'all want to join us in the chat room, go to blogtalkradio.com/thepoetess. Join us in the chat. Talk it up with us. That's how I do. But I love y'all for being on the line. I see you.
No, that's right. Indeed. Next up, we have 302 in the building.
What's up, Dad? What's up, China?
Hey, production of Poetic Seduction.
How y'all doing tonight?
I'm good.
I have a piece. This piece is, I don't know if you've heard this piece before, Dab. I know China has, but this piece I actually wrote with my daughter. And if nothing else about me, I try to make sure that, you know, everything that's great about me is magnified inside of her. So she is a writer herself, and she helped me create this piece for a topic that was on my show, and the topic was legacy. So I'm sure it fits this topic, so I'm going to spit this piece for y'all.
Get it in.
Okay, the piece is called Poetic Immortality. When I'm gone, I want the words of my eulogy to be written by me, for me, simply because I am dope enough. So dope that within the last minutes of my life, while the doctors attempt resuscitation, I want to negotiate reincarnation and come back as a million poets wrapped into one, using my breath, my soul, my pen as my gun, to lick shots at this bitch called death because it made a mistake in thinking that my carcass was the only thing left. But poetry has promised me immortality in between these lines and never to lay me to rest because I ain't done yet. I want to spit till my voice becomes a truth like Sojourner, while embodying the strength of Kuta from the roots. I want to spit with the power of the Panthers and the leadership of Malcolm and vindicate my ancestors by any means necessary. I want to spit with the plight of Harriet because I know her feet were weary. I want to spit with the presumption of peace for Dr. King and let all freedom ring. I want to spit until my mouth is dry and filled with more cotton than slavery. I want to spit until my voice is resounding and sending comfort to my brothers and sisters in Haiti. I want to spit until I empty every breath of me and inhaling deeply for more. I want to spit into my lungs, throat, lips, and tongue is sore. Because even when I'm gone, I will not be stifled, forgotten, or ignored. Because death is the enemy, silence is the enemy, and my spit is the cure. So I will leave this piece open-ended for Victor, for the victor of next of death's next slaughter, a prolific lyricist herself, my daughter. That's the piece.
Wow, that is hot. And you did that with your daughter. That's beautiful right there, man.
Thank
you. What a good feeling to be able to sit down and write with your child. Wow.
Yeah, she's dope. She's 15, and she is she's crazy. She is really a sick poet.
Uh-oh. Well, maybe you can get her to share something with us one day, Mommy.
Yeah, we're going to have a youth night. Anybody who's got poet kids out there, we're going to have youth night over on the original porch. You have to die. I'm going to try to do it a little sooner, you know, on a Friday maybe. So y'all
yeah,
get
it's
going to
be 11 o'clock. We'll do it a little early.
Y'all poetic children to the show.
We'll definitely do that. She will be interested.
That's what's up.
I'm going to get my boy on the line. So yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got to hear that too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my baby can write. I don't know if he can spit. I can't vouch for that part, but I know he can write.
Let
but, him
know what
time.
Y'all can find me on Facebook, Barbara Common Spelling. Last name is Trawick, Trawick. And you can find me on Beautiful Poetry with Dope Poets on every Thursday and Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk.
Breathe. The life is the poet in there hyping you up. Team Lovely in the building.
Yeah, Team Breeze in the building.
Hey.
All right,
please ask.
Thank you, bye.
Bye. Well, all right. Shout out to Breeze. Shout out to everyone in the chat room chilling and everyone that's on the lines. Like, y'all couldn't make it to chat, but y'all showing love on the phone line. We appreciate that. Next up, we have 757.
Peace.
In the building. Peace.
What's good? What's good, people? What's good? It's free.
What's good, baby?
Do I get to go right after? Do I get to go right after my baby? Is this how this works? Am I lucky enough to? I'm hype right now. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm geeking right now.
That's what you got?
shout out to you and your show. Y'all doing an awesome job so far. I love it as much as I've heard so far anyway. And I've heard more than just my baby, so it's not being biased. So I guess there's some type of conscious level of spitting we supposed to be doing right about now. And I want to bring to the conscience, I know everybody probably that's listening, you know, we all grown. I mean, I don't know if y'all have children. Most of y'all probably do. I ain't got to do all that explaining. I'm just going to spit. Y'all get it when I get it. Beware of the weight of your words. Their spirits linger longer than you would like to believe. You see, she's beautiful, but no one ever called her that. Strong from lifting the weight of her mother's impatience since age 6, all she's ever been was bad. Girl, sit your little bad ass down. Y'all don't understand. See, I got to make her know how bad she is. So as time goes on, of course, you know, the badder she gets. She's been bad with badness. Now her essence is badder. So don't bother to ask her how she feels, you know. It's all bad. But she's beautiful. I'm talking a beauty unheard of, but her beautiful was never heard of, so her beautiful was never heard from again. It's subtle extravagance, never stood a chance competing for popularity against bad. So bad it is. 18 now, she's one of them baddest chicks. No feeling left in her heart, attitude bad as it gets. Runs with a bad little team full of bad little chicks, just with these bastards basking my badness a bit. But I think Jam Master Jay's rolling over in his grave when hearing how poorly we portray his catchphrase, like, not bad meaning bad, ever bad meaning bad, not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good. Only problem is she's never been good at anything in her life. She's been burdened with the encouragement of a badass life, just badass days and badass nights. Mama called her bad all her life. Daddy never stopped by to tell her little badass hi. Too much luggage to carry a good man, so she's now used to them bad boys. They beat her ass bad, yeah, treat her ass bad, then drop 5 stacks on a makeup bag, and it ain't that bad. I wish she would have traded her Trina for Baidu. Then she'd know something about them bags. See, that bad is too heavy when you're meant to be beautiful. Please beware of the weight of you all's words. Your spirits linger longer than you would like to believe. So when you've caught her bad since age 6, never wonder why her mindset could never switch. And you're molding another sorry-ass daddy every time you remind him. You just like your sorry ass daddy. Every word of discouragement or resentment is attaching its spirit to the ankles of its victims. Remixed slave sense of lost hope, cause they can't uphold what they never got to know. Won't prevail since sense of self has been derailed. And I see Willie Lynchton taught y'all as well. Hitler's job just resurrected and evolved, and these constant evolutions hold no resolution. So I am writing this from the hope of our future to their protectors after watching one more POW get added to the generations we've been losing, because she was supposed to be beautiful. But the eyes of the beholder never told her. The actions in your words never showed her. She looked over and over, but due to a misguided focus, never found her beautiful. Just scorned by the ignorance of this world, she's worn your ways in her skin like crucifixion nails. Please, parents, beware of the weight of your words, the spirits linger longer than you would like to believe. Like, bad meaning bad. Exactly. Word.
Word. That was just fucking wonderful. That was awesome right there. Like, whoa. I'm thinking, do you have that recorded?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I heard that before. I was like, must have been that
production
show. Okay, well, please tell the people how they can buy that and where is that and stuff like that.
I'm sorry, I was looking at the, I was standing outside when I was sitting, and I came back in and I'm looking at the chat, and I'm like, I see all this big red up in there, I'm like, what?
That's a girl.
Oh, shit. That's my baby, I promise her anything. what was I doing? Oh, yeah, let me see stuff. Okay, so y'all probably know where I'm at on Facebook. Same thing on Twitter. Follow me at Breeze the Poet, or you can put in twitter.com/lifethis84. I'm also on reverb.com. That's /lifethis84. If you would like to buy the album, the latest CD that I have, Serenity Song, and stop messing with me saying, I see you. it would be www.lifethis84.bandcamp.com. Stop messing with me.
All right. I just love it, Siri. It's just a happy thing.
www.lifethis84.bandcamp.com. Twitter, that's /lifethis84. Reverb, same thing. And that's basically it.
All right.
Keep messing with me, man.
We appreciate you calling in.
Word. I ain't even mad at you. I'm just like, I'm overwhelmed. Like, I got the spit. Like, right after my baby, I get up here. It's all love and everything. I'm just, I'm usually a little bit more articulate than all the ums. I really usually am, my bad.
I'm talking to my girl. You want to stop doing that to the male poets, man, for real. Okay? You got homeboy all messed up. He can't even speak. And he just spit a perfect piece for us. And then when it was time to tell us what's front and back, it was curtains for me. Wow. Poetic seduction. Up there messing minds up.
All right. That was you messing up in the chat room.
I know. But he was doing it before he was even messing with him. So, yeah. But we're going to take a small break. We're going to come back. Chief's going to get on the mic. The poet's going to get on the mic. And we're going to finish up with on the line. We have 202-859-301. And everyone else, you're just in as a listener. If you're trying to get on the mic, go ahead and press one now. The cue is getting heavy. Okay. I want to, since we're in the uplifting mode, I'm going to play a little gospel. I'm sure y'all won't hate on that.
And
good
I like what you said, the gospel.
Go play
a little gospel up in here, y'all.
The
gospel.
And this is Marvin
Sapp.
We'll be right back.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encourage. Let him know that you encourage. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know the God can make it all right. To see, but God is gonna work it out.
Best in poetry and spoken word. Join my fam, the Angelic Poetess. That's every Tuesday and Friday night, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the Blog Talk Radio Network, the best in internet radio. So join my fam, DAP, DAP, for some of the hottest spoken word artists and poets on the planet, with that special blend of music to soothe you after a long, hard day. Again, that's Tuesdays and Fridays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. for the Angelic Poetess Artist Showcase. I will see you there.
The Original Poetry After Dark, War of the Words. All right, Chief, I'm going to give it to you.
You going to give it to me?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you.
Really? Because you must not pay attention to the things that I type in the chat room. Cause I
clearly don't snap on me, my bad. Cause I could've sworn I read, it don't matter.
No, I said, we're going to go back to the chat. Anyway, I don't snap on you. This is love day. This is sister love. Girl, I love you.
I know, that's why you better love me. I love you.
Shout out to Jesus. We love you. Trying to get Fiji in the chat room, but guess what? We stopped that, didn't we? Yeah. Hallelujah.
Wow, no comment. I'm going back to the phone line. We got to go to.
Hello?
Hey,
we right here, man. What to do?
Hey. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing, man? I miss you.
Yeah, we good. Make it.
Look, I'm gonna keep it positive. I gotta get some off my chest, and I'm gonna end it on a positive way. The reason I gotta get this out, because this is for like people that can relate. And if you consider yourself a good, righteous person, and sometimes you take a lot of stuff from certain people, this failed me.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ready?
Mhm.
This is called my last chat. This is not a diss poem, but I got to do something out of my norm. I usually am not a bragger, but got to give some jealous opposition one last verbal dagger. Yeah, it's about time I got to give myself a pat on the back for what I do, and peace to my poetry family and real friends that got my back. I'm so sick and tired of phony, leeching-ass mofos that want to pretend to be something when they ain't about nothing. You see? back and got a nerve to pretend to be a friend, yet down the line you became a hater. You tried silently to stalk my page just to keep tabs on me, just to keep up with me. You a silent, corporate, quiet perpetrator. You're mad because you couldn't do what I do if you wore my right shoe. I'm not mad, I'm just laughing at you because you were lame. You're just so upset that I didn't succumb to the mindset and fall for your wicked game. And even though you're an enemy, you knew my accomplishments and you knew my struggles, and deep down you're an admirer, so just face it. So when you look at the whole thing, you just want to be me. You want to be a clone of me. You want to spit like me. You want to sing like me. You so trying to get like me, but let's do the math. You could copy a fraction and you wouldn't be half of me. So stop trying to spread gossip of what you heard of me. Yet you on Facebook posing like a rock star. Yet you're not even an artist. Don't even sing a lick. Don't even spit a bar. Or another one that feels like he's a star puff at a venue. Strong lineup, fierce entertainers on the menu. Yet you think everybody coming to see you. Are you serious? They was coming to see me and others. Are you joking? I tell you like David Ruffin in The Temptations said, ain't nobody come see you, Otis. You so cocky and full of yourself, yet you a local motherfucker. Who outside of a 4-mile radius knows your name, sucker? And she calls herself Devil in a Red Dress. Well, with my words, I'm going to burn you like Lucifer in a green vest. You were once a dear friend, now a silent foe, hating on my rising success. So I bet you listening on the phone, and yet you won't even pick up a phone and even say what's up. It's okay. Watch me shine. I would give you the shirt off my back if I could, but time to burn like the corpse that you always been in disguise. As I watch you mentally burn in your own hell to your own demise. And for that cat that thinks he's a director, Spike Leroy, never disrespect me ever again. Carried a weak-ass play of yours, yet you short me on my pay. That's why you are low. Negro gone nowhere. I said I would never do this poem ever again, but now I ain't got no fear, you feel me? But I gotta go in, so silent adversaries, they gotta feel me. You holding on to past shit in your life, still trying to get back a groove you never had. You're just dying slow with no mental mojo, like a cancer patient taking chemo. Finding validity in you as a person is like a lost case of Finding Nemo. But I got on my spiritual shades to block the hater rain. This piece for people that feel like I do, who just want to inspire dying breeds of the community, but yet they turning on you. I know this might not be the right thing to do, but the hell with being the bigger person. Got love in my heart, but I got to go at just a select few. And this piece is for them do-right people who tend to get smitten by bitter souls. Their behavior is always excused, and we have to turn the other cheek. Well, the hell with that. If the righteous people got to turn the other cheek, never. This poem's for you. And as for me, this is war. Not with them, but to overcome this silent, vicious system. But these toxic, waste of human beings got the nerve to tear down others because they smitten by that beast. Well, guess what? For me, this is war. On the mic, the stage, the corporate world, I'm going to be the warrior and be the best I can be. I'm going to be the best that I can be so that I can inspire others to be what they can be. I stand to be that voice for not me, but for the righteous folk that feel rejected, disrespected, and neglected. Just call me an angel inside the devil turned inside out. And I'm going to show these unrighteous mofos what the righteous hokey pokey's all about. And that's my piece.
And I just got to ask, Larry, is that just generally speaking, did somebody piss my baby off? Somebody pissed you off?
it's just thinking about certain things, and I was talking to someone, and we came up together, and we just noticed, look, man, nobody ever pisses me off. I just speak what's on my mind. Right. Nah, really?
We just gonna put that piece under the righteous side of under upliftment. Yeah, we're gonna put that under upliftment.
yeah, put that under upliftment.
Contribution tonight. Peace and love. Let the people know where they can find you at, baby.
They can find me on Facebook, Larry Edwards, LARIE. I'm also a singer. I might call back.
but I'm going to listen. You can check my tracks out at www.lowry.bandcamp.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/soulofLowry, and join the Lowry fan page. And we'll be on YouTube, Lowry Edwards Music. Thank y'all.
Y'all make sure y'all check him out on the music, because that Average Brother is my jam. So y'all check that out. I'm trying to sing like him.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he was definitely a wonderful singer, loving it. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you,
Lowry. I'm going to come back and sing.
Hey. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Now, we got to go in and reserve a spot for him like 10 minutes before the show goes off so he can sing for us. I like that. Okay. I'm going to spit. The chief's going to get on. She's going to spit. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, the callers that are next, and we're going to just roll this straight out. 859-301-832-216. I think 757 wants to know. Okay.
347. Just got on.
I said 757. That was Breeze. I think he came back on. He's going back in queue. This piece is titled Newfound Love. I had a hole in my heart. The hole was so deep, so profound, the limits bound me. Sounds of emptiness, unsubstantial, bitterness, held barred away, living in the unspoken. Broken in a tube with no change, tokens garnished from exchange. Business untold, living a life of the dwelling, scared of telling, fear of judgment. In that dark tunnel, somehow a light was able to shine. A voice was able to be heard, and the word spoken was, you can't sustain. Your survival is key. These branches must flourish, and it takes your bark to nourish. In time, these things you feel shall perish in the sea of the unknown. Thrown away, and today will be no more. So I slept soundly and dreamed. It predominantly consumed me. It was the most vivid. Yet again, he spoke to me, and this time I could see so eloquently the two letters were the D and another D. He said, divine destiny, and all happiness plugged me. Those names were shaped in linen of pink, feminine strength characteristics of me. Those letters represented twin mentality, the likeness of two. My heart raced 1,000 miles per second. This vision sent down from heaven, a premonition given 6 years prior to the deed. He planted those seeds, and now it's almost harvest time. The two combined created the once dreamt scene. It's as real as being, and now I glow. Things came to pass, and all that was bad flowed away. A newfound love was just a vision that became my destiny, divinely created out of love and captured in my womb. As they grow, I expand so graciously, powerfully, and bloom. What was told was meant for me and she only, my sacred haven. I was once heavy laden, out there mistaking what was not of me. No better time than the present unboxed, just perfectly sent through him, filled in his spirit. Now I truly can hear it. I can take from this and become well. A time of obedience, a time for a difference. And as I listened, he confirmed. A situation was learned and the blessings began to turn one after another. The opportunity experienced, the given title remained, but I was given a chance to relive it again. And this time around maturity set in place, and love covered my face. My mentality was fully developed and cultivated my decision-making. Wisdom stood, and it led me here. As a tear dropped from my face, I looked up and engaged, right into space where the stars stood and the moon's light enabled me to feel good. The newfound love, see. At that very moment, I found it, grasped the concept of living without regret, accepting the moans and the cries and the laughters and the sighs and the lonely goodbyes and the deceitful lies right along with the passion of love and the endless hugs and the unbreakable thugs mistaken for heavenly above. I will not substitute. It's my bark, but he is my roots, and he is the loop, the reason I feel cute, the taste of tangible fruit. He is my only pursuit, see. he chose me that very day, and that night his eyes gave sight. And although I put up a fight and did things he despite, he never left my side. So today I have a newfound love. The antiques he shared with me then instilled in my body that is now able to grow. And it even shows all over and below. We never know that beyond the shadows there is a light. If only you just might, you too can find with enlightened peace of mind a newfound love. And that's that piece.
That was nice, guys. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, my piece, some of you may have heard it before. It's called Sister Sister. Y'all have to excuse me. I am not well, but I'm going to try anyway. God, Sister Sister. I shout with black pride like our sister Rosa. We claim that seat we ride. Our queens made way for us to begin new generations to come together with respect for ourselves. With the king on our arm or even alone, we must hold strong. Our power, solid, unified, black pride amongst our throne. I stand tall on the back of my ancestors. For the pride as I walk the path they laid down for us, mentoring our youth like Ella Baker. I speak the truth, I speak that spoken word like Angela Davis. So if they come in the morning, you know only we can save us. They still try to enslave us, different fields, same theory. I pray my people can hear me on the back of my ancestors, hear those truths, factual truths of what the white man did, how they used our delicate temple, raping us of our existence, destroying our minds. I speak the truth. I tell you all about the devil's lies, those lies that till this day they try to hide within the government, the CIA, the FBI, all the deep, dark secrets within those alibis. Our people read between those sistery lines, our blood drips heavy within them. So if we are slaves, let's talk genetics. Hell, let's call forensics to trace our heritage on the lines of our fingerprints, to remove our culture off the shelves of the government and wear it with dignity. Sister, sister, please hear my cry. Strive with pride in your soul. Don't fall for no lies. Sister, sister, my love, you are royalty. Despite the lyrics, you are not a casualty of the world. Words surround you, diminishing your beauty to nothing more than good head and a big old booty. Where is the strength of y'all? Jatawa, warrior queen. Give power in my pen so you can see what I mean. Read how it is and not what it seems like. Our sister queen, we are ladies first. Our beauty is not rehearsed. We are essence, teaching our cultural valuable lessons. Hold to the heart, Maya spoken word to be phenomenal. Sisters, can't you see? We are many built to the frame, dark, light, thick, thin, a sister of sisters, a nation of sisters, too many to name, built for the frame, like a moth to a flame. They flock to us, try to market our lifestyle, use it for fast foods and fast cars because it's worthwhile. Sister, sister, don't be miseducated like Lauryn Hill. Try to catch the knowledge my pen spilled. A queen deserving a king, not to be sold a dream. Following lies across the globe, you can tell a king by his dynasty and the color of his robe. Righteously a king needs his queen. His robe sparkling, colors rich in mahogany. Her crown filled with jewels of golden glory. Sister, sister, don't be misled. We conclude the story. Dig deep within those tribes of the motherland. Learn to understand the unique history of Egypt, the strength of another strong sister, Queen Nefertiti. Instead of bowing down, saying, bring that dollar to me. Sister, sister, know you are worthy. Daughters of Nairobi, let's blow the horn for new Nina Horns, new Nina Simone. Support that soul sister when she sings her beautiful song, because we make beautiful, strong. Sister, I know your struggles, but we got to push on. These sisters started the fight. You just got to hold on. Stay uplifted and in tune with your soul. Take time to love yourself, and the rest will unfold. Stick to what you believe. It will save you the stress. Stop hating and step up, because the fighting is useless. And teach sisterhood to another young black princess. Sister, sister, we love you. Shout out to my girl Ladybug out there in Atlanta, Georgia. She'll be in Springfield, Massachusetts on November 19th with Mystic Soldier and Miss Fab and Callie. Y'all check her out. She'll be doing some powerful listening pieces of her own for abused women. Y'all make sure y'all be a part of that. I was getting distracted, so I messed up. I'm mad about that. Mm-hmm.
she flows so well, you would never know it's a collab. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Trust him.
Somehow I know that there's a place above with no
This is Nam in Kentucky.
That's what's up. I'm glad to come.
Okay. And I'm just going to get straight to the piece, if that's cool.
That's cool.
All right. This is titled, Who Are We Poets? This ain't no feel-good story or lies agreed upon. Who are we? We are seeking and teaching lessons to breathe in. We are actions looking for more than just reasons. We are poets. Success is believed in. There for the reaching. And sometimes we know what we want and we go for it. No half-stepping, no trying. You either do or don't, will or won't. Because every breath is getting you closer. We inhale life fast. Exhale slowly, squeezing every bit of knowledge for every situation, stimulating our motivation through guidance, the knowledge to say I don't know, the knowledge to say that some things just don't work for me. Maybe it can work for you, because life is something you're supposed to learn through. Sincere effort in every situation, constant growth is our occupation, just to exist is our application. Who are we? We are poets, hired at birth. We are the ones who lived in the land of lower man, where reality is the food chain. We are the leaders. We have a simple rule. It's ingrained in our brain. Lead everything you can. We are a hand up, not a handout. We are poets, and we are sick of being toured through a zoo with selectively locked doors, with sheep, shepherds, and lions locked in the same hellhole. Distant played in a cage of lost ways, full of lost souls, with the big sign at the entrance way that says, don't feed the animals. Who are we? Because they will feed themselves. Also, it was misled to the last breath. All they know is just believe, no matter what they've been told. We are poets. Poets don't sit around pretending everybody wants peace. That would be wrong. When some got a war at home, they can't let you get away with getting along, because you know the one about the sheep with wolves clothes on. And sometimes poets are lions, and we see tasty morsels of stupidity thrown in us. And these chunks are oozing lust, lies, and alibis, and stuff that commonly don't make sense. And some have already been chewed on and spit out. But instead of diving in, we retract our claws and jaws, and we swipe away at idiots with truth, because poets are hearing and listening. Poets pay attention. We are focused when saving ourselves is mentioned. Our awareness remains open to change. Priorities may have to be rearranged, because we measure the equality in eye for eye. Crime for crime, now both are half blind. Well, our inner eye sees the truth as absolute. We are a gang of thieves in the night, and what we took was ours anyway. Pay it forward. Trickle down some karma. Pick it up along the way, because what we steal was stolen to satisfy our soul. So don't expect others despise us. We shall repay you sevenfold. Who are we? We are poets. Peace.
Yes.
Yes, yes, that was nice.
There's always those pieces that make me excited to archive the show. That is one of them. That is one. I love it.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. I'm glad y'all liked it.
Love it.
Okay, I'm about to shoot it to them. But you can definitely look me up through Poets Gotta Eat Too. You can just Google that, and that sends you to all my links, even an old MySpace page I never use anymore. But, you know what I'm saying, pretty much Nam O'Shun on Facebook, or I just shot the link up there, Nam the People's Poet. And that's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? Poets Gotta Eat Too is how I do it. And you can even get a book from me on lulu.com.
Well, I'm sure you got a lot of likes on your page just that fast. That's what's up. We appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate y'all. Y'all doing some beautiful stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank
you. Already there. Look at that.
All right. Next up is 301.
Hello, sisters. How y'all doing?
We good. How you
doing? Good.
Fine. This is Eric Logan Sims, author and poet of Liquid Soul Poetry. You can find my book on Amazon.com, and also you can hit me on Facebook, Eric Logan Sims. And I wanted to tell y'all that about 2 weeks ago, me, Larry Edwards, and another poem, we did a poetry event. We opened for a comedian, and we tore him up. We represent it. So let me get into this piece. It's going to be short. Here we go. In a million pieces, popping bottles, kissing, and I'm looking into your ebony eyes, and it's 3 a.m. in the DMV, and we're at the Jefferson Memorial. The reflection of the water puts me 3 miles from us having eternal bliss. Now my heart is in a million pieces. She's picking up my phone and my email, reading my texts on my website, looking for love, too old for drama. Now she's questioning my loyalty. But it's not me. It's her past. And now our relationship is in a million pieces. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm back, and I just sent you a friend request, and I'm like your page. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. You have a good night, sweetie.
Indeed. Thank you. Come again.
Shout out to Chocolate City, D.C., Maryland, DMV. Stand up, y'all. I know y'all out there. All right. Next up, 832.
What's going on, Ms. Keith?
You say B's, how are you?
Chilling, what's happening?
Chilling,
what you got? I don't do the political stuff, but I think I got one little uplifting piece out of the thing. It's called Remnants of Me. I come. Giving you the remnants of me, the reluctant remainder, the remains of me. Seems to be all I have left as a reminder of the man that I used to be, a rendition of sorts. A man in search of life's renovation because of life's situations have been putting limitations on my thought process of even sticking around. I haven't any wrongdoings to show remorse for, but why do I feel so much remorse, feeling so off course, feeling as if I let my loved ones down? I sit in interrogation with self, asking myself, why can't things just even sometimes turn out even at the equilibrium half-ass decent for me? And don't get it twisted. This is no woe is me. This is my life. This is not just poetry, but the half-smiles and false laughs was a good enough cover-up to keep the ones around me with a smile as well. So ironically, I was used to and good with that. But there's nothing good about nor getting used to your insides feeling like they're one step from the gravel of a grave. Feeling like you graduated one hair trigger away from a self-inflicted fatality stepping up to a modern-day slave. The feeble-minded, fatigued father in me trying to find felicity. Realizing that farewell was the furthest thing away from me. God moved that thing away from me. Gave me a reflection so that I could see. And I saw in the barrel of that chrome with my eyes wide. My baby's staring back at me. That's that to you.
All right. I'm not going to get you. I really want to get you, Keith. But I'm not going to get you, so just tell the people how they can find
you. I got you. We're going to start on with ASAP, let's get it. Probably Keith's the Notebook, whichever one you prefer, or www.onestageonemic.com, and that's where I'll be.
That's where he'll be.
In the building, I love listening to him spit. I confess. Moving on, next up we have repeat caller 757. It's 757. I do have some new callers, so we can hold that thought for a second.
It was exciting, but it shut us down.
And you would just agree and just put me right under the glass. Ouch. No, I'm hurt over here. Before, I want to let the caller to hit the mic first. Let me get them first. 832-331, you're in the building.
Hello, everybody. It's Mama Oladeji, GR Queen.
Hey,
Queen.
How's
everybody?
Good.
I heard your poems. They were just really, really full of energy and life and like a new attitude. I really enjoyed both of you all's pieces that you did. Real uplifting.
Thank you.
Okay, this is something I don't normally do, but I think it's time for me to do something that's going to be uplifting, too, and it's going to be through kind of an erotic type of upliftment. And the name of this piece is called Moon Man. The time has come for you to love me, love on me. You enter into my birthing lodge. I welcome you. I bless you in this place. This place is sacred. It's a sacred place, so I have kept it pure for you. Be natural in this place. I have no preconditions. Use your imagination as you go along the way. This is our time to be elevated to the highest degree, the highest level of life. Sensual lotions cover you as you enter my goddessdom. No in and out privileges here. Just rest inside me. Pulsate as I meditate on you and fluctuate. My strong grip, my heart pumps to the rhythm of the twin heartbeats. My lock is so tight, holding you inside me. I release you to be free. You raised my Kundalini's level. You raised a level in me. You took me to heights spiritually. I am palpitating, thinking of the deities, thanking them for not letting me die before I knew what pleased me. Unlocking secrets inside of me, hours of gentleness, your gentleness turned to excited roughness. I need to calm you down, so I soothe you and I lounge in your love. Your breath is so sweet. Your surrender is leaving me feeling empowered. I trust you. My touch lets me know you trust me too. You trust me enough to let me weaken you and rebuild you and then weaken you and then rebuild you. Until you have the discipline to control me and to control and to find my core, my center core, without giving in to the temptation of satisfaction, knowing that the gift of your being able to be stable brings great rewards. And you have raised my level so high that heaven on earth is where I reside. While you're inside, you take me to the highest peak, peaks that can never be reached. No, you do not quickly unburden yourself. You use every extremity on my physical that's connected to my core. Then the cunnilingus is rising to orbit the moon. My moon man has raised me. He has raised my water level to where my fantasies can never take me. And I scream, and the beastly noise is unrecognizable. I lie and bask in the pleasure sent to me from you as you liberate my center core, my G-spot. And you puff up with pride as you lie by my side and bring me slowly back to you. And we are now prepared to save the rest of the world. O noble king, I serve you. I serve you, my manna from heaven. And you have given me life's only pleasure. You have gave me the chance to arrive. Yes, you took me there and brought me back. And I have arrived. To tell the story and to let the divinity of arriving be known that it's the greatest gift. And I dedicate this poem to my moon man. In the
wow. I wasn't expecting this, Mama. Oh, okay.
That's the only way you're going to save the world. You got to do it right.
Heard that. I like your concept, Mama O.
All right. I was just trying to show you how it go.
Go.
I love it.
Always love. We appreciate you.
All right, Daniel. Love y'all too.
All right. Oh, man. Y'all better know. I look forward to hearing from my mom. Really. Let's see. Next, we're going back to 757.
What's good? You know, it ain't people up that ain't been yet, is it?
Nope. I went to every call. Everyone else is repeat, except for 832, but they ain't saying anything. So I'm going to go back to them after you set.
All right, cool. I had something I wanted to do. I really wanted to do it. And at the last second, I got a request. So, shout out to Candace. This is her request I'm going to do. It's called, I don't know really what it's called. So, I'm just going to do it. I think about you. Spend my days lost in a daze. With you hijacking my brain, you kidnap my thoughts and high speed chase me away from my reality. Most people would call this daydreaming. I disagree. See, daydreams would mean that I would eventually have to snap out of the tranquility of this trance. But the serenity of this spell I'm bound to binds me, wraps me in the essence of your image with no regards to recognition of your presence ever being a mirage, because nothing about this feeling is fraud. No fantasy dangling just out of reach of reality. Your absence smells like your hugs. The silence of shared memories sound like your spirit. See, this is not a dream. This is reoccurring reality, a favorite song on repeat, a constant counting of my blessings. This is what faith is, the presence of everything I'd hope for, presenting itself beyond the present, the evidence of how evident your presence is felt even though you are unseen. This is exactly what they mean when they say God is showing off. See, this is not a dream. This is your promise. To always be there for me, refusing to break itself. The mystery between connected souls. See, I see you loud and clear without a text message is static. It's like when tele goes from phone to pathic. My fingers in your hair, your head on my chest. It's kind of like magic. You know, I can swear that you're there until you actually are. See, this is love. No fairy tale fiction imposing its unneeded peace into where it ain't missing. I got it when you came. I kept you when you left. And when you're gone, I think about you. Because if I didn't, then my reality would be a nightmare. But I am thankful that I never have to make believe, because our truth is way better than any imagination can handle. So this couldn't possibly be a dream. Word.
Wow, nice pitch, Candace. That's what's up. I like that.
Thank you. Yeah, shout out to Candace for the she got that off. You saved it though, because I was about to go ham though. I was about to go in. But you got him.
Yeah.
You got him. You kept it real soft. You know what I mean? You kept it. You closed it out on a good note. So that's what it is. That was a good choice. Thank you. Yes.
All right.
Baby, team breathing in the building. Love it. Love the little smiley face thing, kissing. I'm getting a kiss through the smiley face thing. Yeah, word. Shout out to that.
Oh, wow. Thank you for putting that piece. That's what's up. We got to get the rest of the callers on. Next up is 347. I hope you're ready this time.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm here.
That's what's up.
What's good? It's Poetic Black. How y'all doing?
We good. China got dropped off the line, but she can hear you in chat.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to get into this piece. What's the theme? The theme is political or like conscious poetry?
It's conscious, political, revolution, speaking of, something along those lines.
All right, so I'm going to do it. I was going to give y'all a sneak peek of what's on the album, but I'm going to give y'all another one then. All right. Name this piece is Wake Up. All right, let's get it. I woke up this morning in a stupor, beat down from the day prior. Gas prices are higher than the day before, though the wages are the same. And it seems like a shame, or more like a disgrace, the way this place called the world resembles a zoo than a habitation for humanity. And maybe it's because we lack character and have become less humane than the average beast, whereas we feast on the vices of the weak and exploit the morale of the rich to become enriched with power and wealth rather than righteousness and generosity. And this rightness of being is far from being a factor today. And these politicians say that they're for the people, but their actions display that they're just about another dollar and another scheme to deceive the people, whether it's a dollar and a dream or that dream to turn that dollar into a divine being. In God we trust, something like a deity, the personification of money, power, and greed, that new age trinity. I woke up this morning, mourning the misfortunes of the have-nots and the lower class, who reside in these slums and ghettos where the water is murky and the food is rancid, where the price for salvation is beyond the scope of the means, and the means to make ends meet is supplemented with doing something strange for a little change. Anything to make those hunger pains subside, and if it wasn't for our pride, we'll get lower than earthworms do. Because this chicken stew ain't enough to go around. And the sound of stealing is more appealing than diplomas and degrees now. Look at the degree we're willing to go just to ensure our existence. I woke up this morning. The ideal of change or the ideal of revolution. Because it's either we evolve this oppression or we resolve to take matters in our own hands. But we have to find a solution before tomorrow comes. And it's only a day away, like that little rich orphan girl said. But it seems like we're already late because there's a time for change now. But the time is well past noon. And that bill for reparations is way past due, like cable debts and card notes. And just like shots of absolute and kush smoke, we're fucked up, broken down, and lost. And the cost to be found is beyond the scope of our budget. Plus, our accounts are depleted anyway. And on any given day, you can see us scouring these streets for schemes and dreams just to get by. And we're barely living, barely surviving in these fucked up conditions while our homes are stricken with poverty, infested with rats and roaches and misgivings given to our youth by the way of radio, television, and live demonstration. And we're past frustrated, we're irate, and wide awake while the scalpel digs in our flesh and we hold our breath and just take it. And we're tired of waiting to exhale. Tired of not being the only ones committing crimes, but the only ones occupying these cells. And it's time for us to stand up, man up, and get down how we live. And if we don't change, there's no chance for our kids to have a decent chance to succeed. I mean, our communities are bleeding. And we're in desperate need of a surgeon to somewhat mend these fragmented pieces of our men and women back together again. And our babies are suffering from low self-esteem, hoop dreams, and the loss of an identity. Our image is dangling somewhere between Ralph Lauren, Dior, and Fendi, but it looks trendy, so we go with it. I woke up this morning with the intention to live out the dream of Martin with the urgency of Malcolm, and you are all welcome to join me in that feat, to be upright, living our lives in the light of virtue over vice, being righteous, in spite of our shortcomings, so in the hopes that we can be better if we wake up in the morning.
And that's that piece.
Oh, yes. Love it. You are so blessed. Talented. I'm for real. This is why it was ordained. This was supposed to be. So glad that we hooked up, and I'm just waiting on that CD to drop, for real.
Thank you, Queen. Appreciate that.
Oh, love. Please throw your link up in the chat once so they know how to find you.
Okay.
All right. Okay, poets. 12 minutes left, and I think we have a couple of people want to get back on the line. 202, are you trying to get back on?
Yes, I am.
Right, you're supposed to sing. Hold that thought. I'm coming. Hang on. 469?
Yes, ma'am.
Was you trying to get back on?
I sure am, if I can, please.
Alrighty.
And I'm going to lose my spot. Man, there's some wonderful people on here tonight, just amazing. And I'm just meeting new people every day. My family is just growing and growing. I have a piece. I've been drinking some tea, too, while I've been listening. So I hope I sound a little bit better. This piece. Heck yeah. Whew. This piece is called Second Chances. You know, as poetry and spoken word, you know, we always have our own visions of different stuff. So this is what I wrote. Second chances are situations that are taken for granted. We agree to the terms as if it was a script planted. Something like a setup so we always reach out and grab it. Just the thought to try it again is always the answer. But the pain that is left is permanent like cancer. Second chances can even be the right gesture. To know you got a shot to correct the right and wrong. A smile appears on your face, but no words come off of your tongue. Thinking of romantic ways by candlelight, bringing back memories of pure delight. Second chance is coming back at any given moment. The terms are so intensive that you're confused like an algebra component. That you've created a problem solver as if you got aim, perfect aim with a revolver. Second chances affect all our different lifestyles. We fall for the trap, slaves in hell, walking down the devil's aisle. If I was the mate, and I was worth the wait, maybe you should call on your ancestors, because they are the real saints. Second chances can be a number of different things. Making the right choice will have you going in circles, wishing upon the day you exchange rings. Your life has changed into a big spin. Stand straight up before you fall. Second chances can start somewhere, like you got to walk before you crawl. A second chance will leave you standing bright and tall. I'm ready to pour, and that's my piece.
That's what I'm talking about. We showed on time, but if you want to chat, feel free to drop your links in there. I do appreciate you calling in. Okay. 813, you're next.
Hi, this is Songbird.
Welcome back, Songbird.
All right, I'll give you guys this piece, and then I'm calling it a day.
No, that's right.
Just to uplift everybody here. And this piece is titled, Come In Out of the Rain. From all the heartache and pain, it's time to come in out of the rain. From the lies, abuse, and people mistreating you, it's time to come in out of the rain. From all the misunderstandings, the verbal, mental, and physical abuse, it's time to come in out of the rain. No longer will you allow the misconceptions or disconnections of others dictate your destiny, nor will they define or redefine who you are and were designed to be. They cannot destroy or touch the essence of your inner strength and beauty. It's time, yes. It's time to come in out of the rain. No more tears of heartache and pain. Your tears are now tears of joy. Your dance is a victory. It's your time, your season, beloved, to come in out of the rain. In peace.
Beautiful. beautiful, just beautiful. Enjoy you so much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
That's a slap song, girl, y'all. Check her out. She's on BTR as well. I'm on Facebook. Kelly the Songbird. I'll put a link up in chat for y'all. Y'all not connected already. I'm going to bring on Laurie because he's going to close this out with his beautiful voice. Laurie?
I'm here. I'm going to do just a line of an old jazz tone just to mellow the mood. Y'all ready? Here we go.
Yep.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with your heart. You look so laughable, unphotographable. Yeah, you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? But don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay with Valentine. Stay. Each day
Valentine's Day.
There you go.
Yes, yes, yes. I better know it. Thank you so much, Dave. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Ah, man. You know, you just rock me on to sleep with that right there. I just want to say thanks to everyone that tuned in tonight, that got on the mic. You know, we're going to shout big time on Facebook. You know how we do. Upcoming on the Rhythm Portion After Dark, we have open mic, no theme, no gimmick, straight open mic Friday. We also have upcoming the Battle of the Sexes. You know how we get down with that. So now's the time to let us know if you want to participate in the battle. Again, the battle is female, male. I think we're going to do erotic. I don't want to do any, venom pieces. Somebody might get their set up, but we're going to stick with erotic. That was a lot of fun. So if you have a poet that you want to go against, you can call them out, let us know, and we'll match y'all up. A lot of fun. Come out just for fun, hear y'all words. Also, we have coming up Thanksgiving. Oh, God, I know Chief is going to get me. She usually do that now because I just mess it up. But we have He Say, She Say coming up. We ask the male and female poets what makes you the person you are, what makes you a good woman, what makes you a good man, and what, in your eyes, makes a good woman or man. Okay. Also, if you are a producer of beats, singer beats to poetryafterdark@gmail.com, we have an upcoming show towards the end of the year that we're going to have the show, The Battle of the Beats. So definitely get your beats ready. Send samples only in MP3 format. And let's see what else. Oh, and for the Thanksgiving show, it's Poetry After Turkey, guys. So we want to know what you're thankful for on the original Poetry After Dark. Let us know how you all feel about that good old turkey, ham, and all that good stuff. Once again, it's been a pleasure. Chief, shout out, much love to you. Sorry you got cut off the line. It's been a pleasure having all y'all here tonight. Next time, Sunday, same time, same channel. And we are out of here. One love. Thank you.
say goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the sky. Only he can save my life, and only he can hear my cry. I wanna thank you, God, for giving me one more chance to raise my voice and to sing your praise. I sing it out loud. I sing it all day.
Gave me your love.